Remember the infidel guy?
Can't forget him.
I've got a clip here of an interview that he had with an author by the name of Bart Ehrman. Now, Bart Ehrman has written a book. I believe the title is Misquoting Jesus. And he is somewhat of a pseudo, or as I like to say, suedo historian, New Testament historian. And so he's going to be talking with Reggie on this clip. Now, what's interesting about this clip is that Bart Ehrman claims to be agnostic. Reggie is an atheist. And up until this point, they've been buddy-buddy. But you can kind of sense that the conversation takes a turn here. And they both get a little bit irritated with one another. At least that is my perspective or my interpretation of what's going on here. You can listen for yourself, but I found this amusing, and I want to thank Tony for sending it to me. So listen to this and see what you think.
I know we had someone earlier type of question, but I think I just missed it. Oh, here we go. Javi's asking, do you believe in the historical Jesus? That's a good question.
Yeah, you know, I was thinking about writing a book about this because I get the question a lot, and I unfortunately get quoted as someone who thinks that Jesus didn't exist, which I think is really very strange because I've written an entire book on what Jesus said and did.
Okay.
and for him to say and do anything, he had to exist. So I don't think there's any serious historian who doubts the existence of Jesus. There are a lot of people who want to write sensational books and make a lot of money who say Jesus didn't exist, but I don't know any serious scholar who doubts the existence of Jesus. And so absolutely.
Or so we say a Jesus.
Well, I mean,
because there's some ideas about this too, right? Because like, Jesus Christ itself, right, just means, what does it mean, like the anointed one or something?
Well, Christ is the Greek word for anointed one. It's the same, it's the Greek equivalent of the word Mashiach in Hebrew, which
Messiah.
Is where we get Messiah from.
Right, so basically, so any, you know, Jewish sect that believed that they had that Jesus Christ, then that entity would exist, so to speak. I guess I'm going with the multiple Jesus hypothesis, that there might have been a variety of different, which is why we have so many different stories.
I don't think there was more than one person. I mean, I think there was a historical person, Jesus, and that we can say some things historically about him. But what happened was, after his death, so many people told stories in so many different parts of the Roman Empire that different portraits of Jesus emerged. And some of these portraits show up in the Gospels, so that, in fact, the portrait of Jesus in Luke's Gospel is different from the portrait
right.
of Mark, and different from the one in John, and different from the one in the Gospel of Peter,
right.
or the Gospel of Judas. I mean, these are all different portraits.
Well, it sounds like, to me, there are some people in the chat room right now disagreeing, of course, but they're saying that there really isn't any hardcore evidence, though, that I mean, there's any you know, evidence, really, that Jesus did exist, except what people are saying about him. But
I disagree with that.
Really?
What hardcore evidence is there that Julius Caesar existed?
Well, this is the same kind of argument apologists use, by the way, for the existence of Jesus, by the way.
What's that?
They like to say the same thing you just said just then about, well, what kind of evidence do you have for Jesus?
It's a historical point.
Right.
I mean, how do you establish the historical existence?
Right. Well, I guess it depends on the claims. It depends on the claims that people have made during that particular time about a particular person and their influence on society.
Right. One has to look at historical evidence. And if you say that historical evidence doesn't count, then I think you get into huge trouble, because then why not just deny the Holocaust? Or, you know, why not deny that Abraham Lincoln lived? Or why not I think these things matter. You know, I think it matters what happened in history.
Right. Well, what I like to say is, like, the way I like to word it, you know, this way, because, I mean, really, I think we do have more evidence for those things you mentioned than we probably do Jesus Christ. But I like to tell people, well, what harm would it do? Because especially the information that you have just now about even if there was a Jesus, the Book of Mark shows us that there was an embellishment way after anyway.
Well,
I mean,
people want to know what Jesus really did say.
Right.
And, you know, that assumes that he really existed.
And that we can't know.
You have to look at the evidence.
But what is the evidence? Because even that we cannot know for sure. But I guess you would say we can look at the earliest manuscripts that date to what, around when he should have existed or something, or what? What do we have? Because we don't have anything that exists, right, until after he died, allegedly, right?
About him, you mean?
Right, about Jesus.
That's true of everyone.
Mm-hmm. Well, not really. I thought that there are some contemporary, that are some writers who write about people as they existed, like with Julius Caesar, weren't
right
there?
But Julie, we don't have anybody from that time talking to us now. All we have are ancient records.
Right. But yeah,
all we have for Jesus are ancient records.
But we don't have any ancient records of anyone who wrote about Jesus while he was alive, do we?
No, absolutely not.
And that's the difference.
Just as we don't have 4 billion of people who lived in the past that we're pretty sure existed. We have more evidence for Jesus than we have for almost anybody from his time period. So, I'm not saying this as a believer. I'm not a believer. But as a historian, I'm just saying that you can't just kind of dismiss it and say, well, we don't know. You have to look at the evidence. So there is hard evidence, I think.
I would look for archaeological evidence as well.
For example, we have one author who actually knew Jesus' relatives and knew his disciples.
And who was that?
Paul.
How do we know that?
Because we have Paul's letters.
How do we know he didn't lie about it?
Why would he lie about it?
Paul
says things about Jesus as off-the-cuff comments, but he's not making a point. And, see, that's very important to historians. In other words, a historian wants to find disinterested comments.
Right.
And Paul has disinterested comments where he says things, for example, about James, the brother of the Lord, which is just an off-the-cuff comment because everybody that he's writing to knows who he's talking about. So he just makes the off-the-cuff comment. That's very important information.
Mm-hmm.
So the whole point is that you've got a disinterested comment from somebody who actually knew these people.
If he even wrote that, though, correct? Because isn't there some...
Well, there's no doubt about Paul writing Galatians.
Aren't there some theories that suggest that maybe Paul himself had scribes that wrote for him?
Every person who wrote epistles in the ancient world dictated them to scribes.
Right, so how do we know then that...
How do you know Cicero wrote his letters?
I don't. I'm not a historian, so I don't know much about
right.
Cicero. But
no, I am a historian, and I'm telling you.
But there are many historians who disagree with you, aren't they?
No, none that I've ever heard of.
Oh, really?
Well, not serious historians.
Not serious historians.
I know thousands of scholars of the ancient world, and I don't know any one of these scholars who doubts that Paul wrote Galatians.
Yeah.
So these are people who have devoted their lives to this, and a lot of them are like me. It's not that I've got a personal investment in Paul. I'm not even a Christian.
Right.
I'm just saying, as a historian, there's no doubt Paul wrote Galatians.
I'm right with you. He probably wrote some things. I'm just saying, I just don't know I'm trying to figure out, because we already conceded that we know that there's been embellishment, people adding things as...
Right, but see, you can't just take that and just assume that everything is an embellishment. You have to do the serious historical work and figure out what's an embellishment and what's not. And that isn't just a matter of just guessing or...
I wasn't saying everything. I was just saying just be skeptical to that, too. That's all. I was just saying...
Well, absolutely you have to be skeptical about everything.
Right.
But once
right.
you approach it skeptically and you look at the... I've spent 30 years looking at... This is what I do for a living. So it isn't just kind of an off-the-cuff kind of comment. This is, I've been examining this evidence for 30 years, reading this stuff in the original languages. So it's not like some crazy person who just wants to make money on the book. This is what I do for a living, and I can just tell you that everybody who's looked at this thing seriously, there's nobody who doubts this.
Well, I wouldn't say nobody. That's an absolute claim, though, isn't it?
Name one New Testament scholar who doubts the Paul wrote Galatians.
I remember, you keep going back to that. I didn't deny that he wrote Galatians.
All right, that's enough, folks. Yeah. You want to say something, Jonathan?
Yeah, I think Bart is a much better heretic.
Oh, yeah. He's done his homework.
He's done his homework.
And he's on it. He's intellectually honest.
Yeah, and if you're going to lead somebody astray, it's far more... enticing to say to somebody, well, no, I'm not denying that there was a historical Jesus.
Yeah.
I'm just saying he's just not divine, he's just not the Messiah that the Christians claim him to be. The infidel guy goes, no, he can't possibly exist, I'm just going with the multiple Jesus theory.
Right.
He basically, does detriment to his own case.